Hello everyone, happy Monday and welcome to Life Journeys. Wow, what a weekend we had. I'm sure all of you felt all of the big changes we had going on. I know it was such a big weekend for all of us, and goodness, happy Gemini moon. We have such a big week coming up with all of the planetary changes. We're going to be talking a little bit about how we can be continuing to ground ourselves through all of the changes coming up. That's going to be our big focus for today. But I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me today, you guys. I am going to be taking readings today. If anyone has any questions or anything you'd like me to check in on. And the way that you can ask your questions is by jumping into the chat room. And if you haven't done that before, you can do that by going to 12radio.com. And on the left-hand side of the screen, you'll see a little button that says chat. And when you click on that, it will redirect you to our Facebook group that's also called 12radio. And if it's your first time joining us today, then you can just request to join. And our lovely producer, Jay, is going to let you into the group so that you can join us. And when you get into the Facebook group, you're going to scroll down just a little bit and you'll see my banner at the top, which is a picture of me and my dog on the beach. So you'll be able to see all the comments, and go ahead and leave a comment there if you are, if you're joining us and want to say hi. I am trying to get in right now and my brain is having some technical difficulties, which I'll also be talking about a bit today. Yep, you'll see. So my banner's right there at the top. If you need to, you can click on the little comment button on the right-hand side and go ahead and leave a comment if you guys just want to say hi or if you have any questions. And I also like to start off the show with a quick little general reading. I absolutely love that sometimes one message can be interpreted in so many different ways to apply to everyone's life. And I think just checking in on the energy for people who are, whether you're listening live or if you are listening later on this week, this is going to apply to you because we're all just so interconnected with this energy. And it's a wonderful way to tap in to what we need to pay attention to. And so as I was doing my morning meditation this morning, I checked in to see what message would be the most useful for all of you guys listening. And the thing that came through so clearly was that if there's anything that you all feel like you're trying to accomplish that is a new skill or a new aspect that you're incorporating into your life, just trust yourself. You have everything that you need. And you are fully capable of accomplishing this task, this new aspect of your life. And it will go smoothly once you just let go of that fear, trust yourself, and take that leap. So go ahead and listen to that inner wisdom that you have. You have everything that you need in order to succeed. So go ahead and I give you permission, if that helps at all. But yeah, if any of you have any questions or anything you'd like me to check in on, go ahead and leave that comment in the chat. I'll make sure to check in throughout the show. And also, I'll make sure to look right at the end. So, you know, I'm happy to, if you don't want to post your question until right at the end, I'm happy to type up a little response. So the thing that I really want to talk about today is how to stay grounded as all the things around us change, right? We have such a big week in astrology coming up. We have Venus changing from Virgo into Libra on Thursday. Mercury is stopping for a few days and then starts to move forward again this weekend. Pluto is leaving Aquarius and is going back to Capricorn. It's just, there's a lot of movement. And with all of these external factors, life can feel pretty chaotic all of a sudden. And I think astrology is just a great example of the external factors that impact you. And today I want to focus on how to stay grounded through these changes, right? I've been putting so much more effort into staying grounded than I normally do. And I feel like it's because there's so many more factors at play than normal. And this skill of recognizing the moment that I'm being influenced by one of these external factors has been tested a bit lately. And I feel like if it's something that I'm struggling with or I'm feeling, then I'm sure a lot of you are probably feeling it too. So, and it really is a challenging thing to practice all the time. And I want to talk about learning how to recognize that moment that an external factor is influencing you. Because you aren't these changes. They're happening in the universe around you. And we're so connected to nature. We're so connected to the energy around us that these changes, they impact us really severely. And they impact us in so many ways. They impact the way that we process emotions. They impact the way that we think about ourselves, the way that things break around us, right? In the case of all those big changes like Mercury going into retrograde, how many people broke a cup or broke something in their house, right? And I'm always going to be of the opinion that knowledge is power. And that learning the ways that these changes will impact you or how you will feel these changes throughout your day, it's just a great way to start recognizing that these external factors are exactly that. They're external. These planetary changes are external. We are not the root of that chaotic feeling or that shift or that change. And it helps to separate ourselves from the changes happening around us. And taking that second to recognize that we are separate is so powerful. And it can get so easy to get fully sucked into these astrological shifts and believe that there's something wrong with us or that we're suddenly like incapable of being productive or being organized or being logical, right? And our automatic reaction when these things feel off is to blame ourselves and to take on the responsibility of all of these shifts. And it all of a sudden becomes so inward. But really, the most powerful thing you can do is slow yourself down enough to recognize that you are not the root of these changes. And by separating yourself from the changes happening in our planets, you are removing yourself and realizing that you are not the reason that you broke your coffee mug this morning. Right? And now you have the opportunity to do something truly powerful, and that is to choose to react differently. Right? We may not have power over these changes that are influencing us, but we absolutely have that power to react. And we have that responsibility of our own emotions. And that is the important part. But let's run with this example, right? You are groggily making coffee in the morning. You're really looking forward to that first sip that's going to help get your day off to the right start. When somehow your coffee mug ends up in pieces all over the floor. Now, we've all experienced some version of this, and it always just sucks. And most of us will immediately beat ourselves up for being clumsy, for moving too fast, maybe for being careless. Like, whatever it is that you jump to when you're upset is normally, though, that's the feeling you're going to feel when that coffee mug hits the ground. And maybe it really quickly spirals to thoughts about how nothing goes your way or how everything feels like it's falling apart, right? And one little thing can often trigger some of our biggest emotions or shoot us into some of our biggest insecurities. And when we get stuck in that spiral of blaming ourselves for things, it can be so hard to slow down enough to recognize that we may not be the cause of all of our issues or problems. We may be the cause of some of them, but most of them, we're not the cause of it. It really, you breaking your coffee mug should not result in a huge emotional spiral. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It means you have to take a moment to recognize that self-blame. And you have to take a moment to recognize that you are spiraling into your emotions. You take a few deep breaths and you simply say, I am not the root of this. And in that moment, you've just completed the hardest part of grounding yourself in the middle of chaos. And once you step out of blaming yourself, now the broken coffee cup is simply something that you have to clean up, and then you reset and you continue with your day. And now, when I talk about external factors, right, astrology is a great example, but it isn't the only external factor that can impact you this way. Another major external factor is actually your hormones. So, if you've listened to my show before, you know that understanding how our hormones interact and impact us has drastically changed my life. And it's something that I really love to talk about. And I think about it all the time. I really can't stop thinking about it. But some of you may be thinking, okay, but my hormones are a part of my body. Like, how is that an external factor? Well, I want you to think about it this way. You are so much more than your hormones. And you do not actually have control over your hormones. So, yes, they are actually an external factor that impacts you similarly to the way that the changes in astrology can impact you. It's similar to how you are not your emotions. Your emotions are things that you experience and have the ability to recognize, which makes them separate from who you are. Now, when you experience a hormonal change, right, unless you have a basic understanding of how your hormones function, it can be really challenging to recognize that you're experiencing a hormonal shift or a change. So, if we jump into an example, right, let's just say you're experiencing a burst of testosterone. Right, this can often feel like a surge in energy. It feels like an increase in simple emotions like anger or irritability, frustration. It can also be an increase in other opposite simple emotions like joy, happiness, or libido, right? Increased testosterone, it's a sudden explosion of whatever feeling you would normally be experiencing, but it's on such a heightened level. And for men who experience a 24-hour hormonal cycle, their testosterone will naturally be higher in the morning and will gradually decrease throughout the day. But external factors like working out or drinking, sexual activity, arousal, watching your favorite sports team, or getting into some sort of conflict, that these can lead to increases in testosterone in a way that can be really unpredictable. And they happen at spikes throughout the day. And it's why after a workout or after drinking, if a man is triggered somehow, like breaking a favorite coffee mug, it can result in a whole wave of emotions that are extremely heightened and feel out of control. So now something that used to be, that would normally just be, oh gosh, I just broke this mug, now I gotta clean it up. It doesn't impact you greater than that, right? It's just a simple thing you have to now deal with. In this situation of having heightened testosterone, this man who just broke his cup could react in the biggest way. Maybe break something else, maybe starts beating himself up about it, maybe just goes on in a whole emotional spiral. And unfortunately, understanding our hormones is it's not taught and it's not normal in any way. We are not encouraged or even aware often that this is something that we should understand. And on top of that, our society really does not encourage men to understand their emotions. But how different would that experience be for that man if he took a moment to recognize that he isn't his emotions, that it's okay to be feeling these emotions, because of course it's okay to be feeling what he's feeling, but that those emotions, they don't define him. And to It would just be such a huge moment if he took that second to understand that he's experiencing increased testosterone because he knows he just finished his workout and acknowledge that he is not the root of all of these emotions that he's experiencing. And by acknowledging these things, he's actually giving himself the power to step away from these emotions, right? He is grounding himself in understanding that he is not the root of this chaos. And then he's able to calm down. And this is a really simple breakdown of something that's actually really hard to do. It's a really challenging thing to learn because it requires your ability to be introspective in a moment of really heightened emotion and in a moment of chaos. But it is something that can be learned and it can be practiced. But it's a challenging thing to do. Now, for women who experience a 28 to 35 day hormonal cycle, right, rather than a 24 hour hormonal cycle that men experience, right? We experience increased testosterone a bit differently. So while men have their highest levels of testosterone every single morning and then experience more surges of testosterone throughout the day, women experience a peak in testosterone about once a month for around 3 to 5 days. And this happens during ovulation, and it can be really easy to recognize. Because we'll notice that we'll have higher le energy levels, we'll sometimes have a higher libido, and most of the time we'll feel more social. And it's often a really positive experience for most women. And that's what it's supposed to feel like. That's our bodies are supposed to feel more social, higher energy, higher sex drive. It's when your body naturally is trying to get you to get pregnant. So all of those things are helpful in the attempt to get you pregnant. So it's a very simple base understanding of the way that we experience testosterone boosts as women. And testosterone is actually one of my favorite things to talk about when I go into the ways that women can begin to understand their hormones. And that's because it's actually one of the easiest hormonal influences to recognize. And it's also generally a positive one. And it's fun to plan for, right? The same way that men can plan to work out in the morning when their testosterone is at its highest, or they can plan to work on a particularly challenging project, maybe first thing in the morning, because that's when his heightened testosterone will best support him. Women can actually plan to take advantage of this testosterone boost too. It's when a particularly challenging workout, or maybe even entering some sort of a physical competition, is actually going to feel the best for you, and you will likely perform the best. It's also when you're going to feel the most social and will most likely want to be surrounded by friends and family. And it's also when you're going to feel the most confident. And it's a great time to plan big or challenging conversations and plan for longer work days and things that just in general. Of the rest of the month actually intimidate you will be you. And you have this wonderful hormonal support when your testosterone is spiking, so why not use it? And this isn't actually how all women experience a boost in testosterone. That's how it's definitely supposed to be experienced, but when there's other hormonal imbalances, sometimes that added energy can feel incredibly overwhelming. And it can lead to more overthinking. It can lead to heightened internal spirals or heightened emotions. It can sometimes feel like the best choice is just to close yourself off from your community and not be social at all. And if this is how you feel about 2 weeks before your period, then you may be experiencing increased testosterone in this way. And there's other hormonal factors at play here, and I can go into that another day. I'm trying to keep us focused here before I ramble on about all these other things. But the important thing to recognize here is that testosterone is one of those external factors that impacts you in different ways. And if a woman feels overwhelmed during heightened testosterone levels and then breaks that coffee mug, it really can feel like the worst thing to happen to you. Like it can feel like there is no hope for the rest of the day because such a terrible thing happened before you even had your morning coffee, right? These are completely irrational thoughts and they're not rooted in fact. They're rooted in emotion, and those emotions are influenced by hormones. And rather than allowing yourself to spiral in that moment over the broken coffee mug, take a moment to realize that you are experiencing a spike in testosterone. You know this because you know you're ovulating. And you are already feeling out of control. And that's okay because you don't have control over the way that your hormones impact you. You have control over how you react to these hormonal influences. So take a deep breath. Realize that you are not your hormones and step away from that feeling of self-blame because it's just a broken coffee mug. And the rest of your day still holds endless possibilities of greatness and of joy. And recognize that if you don't like the way that you feel when you have more testosterone in your system than normal, then you need to just stop blaming yourself. Because it isn't something you have control over. Give yourself that grace in that moment. And it can be really empowering. But again, it's a really big goal to strive for. And it takes the self-control of being able to slow down and stop in a moment of heightened emotions, of chaos, and recognizing that this is something that you don't have control over, that is rooted in an external factor, and give yourself that moment of calm, right? So whether you're recognizing that the shifting planets are impacting you or your own shifting hormones are impacting you, right? The most significant thing that you can do is slow down enough to have that moment of recognition. It's a huge moment of separating yourself from the root of the chaos. And I want to clarify, this is not at all avoiding the responsibility that you should take here, because you are entirely responsible for your emotions. And even more so, you're responsible for how you react to your emotions and how you react to the external factor. But the big difference here is that you need to recognize that you are not responsible for the external factors that you cannot control. That's the big moment that we should all be striving and practicing for, because it makes all the difference. Now, all right, all of these things, they've been on my mind more than usual, and it's probably because I've been experiencing a lot of new external changes that are all coming with new thoughts and experiences. And as a lot of you know, I'm almost 7 months pregnant, and gosh, there are so many hormonal and life changes going on. And as I say all the time, I really do believe that knowledge is power. And this is just such a consistent concept for me, because I really do feel empowered when I begin to understand something and when I put that effort into understanding how I experience these things. And so when I started to feel these hormonal changes in the early days of my pregnancy, I wanted to understand what was happening to my body. And one thing that I've learned that has been just monumental for me is that because of the increase in estrogen, one of our major sex hormones as women, because the estrogen is increasing during pregnancy, the way that our brain functions, it actually changes. Our brains actually change. Estrogen has the ability to remove gray matter from your brain and shifts the way that your brain processes information, and also the way that you prioritize things in your life. And this is a very uncomfortable thing to experience if you don't know what's going on. It's also often referred to as pregnancy brain. It's one part of it. And it's that little brain fog that can make pregnant women be really forgetful. Like, it makes us struggle to find the right words to describe things. There's so many times when words just fall out of my head, and it's a really, really basic word like lemonade or trail. I don't know. It's the most random words that all of a sudden I'll be in the middle of a sentence and I can't find the right word. And it's because my brain is changing. We'll also just overall, we'll have a hard time with things that used to be really simple, right? And these changes in the brain are actually going to last for 2 years after giving birth. And the entire purpose of this change is to make sure that the mother can easily connect with her baby, make sure that she is able to read her baby's nonverbal cues, and also just to make sure that the baby is mom's number one priority. And it's actually such a cool thing that happens in the brain in order to make sure that that baby is taken care of and protected. But wow, it is a weird thing to experience. And so I want to go down a bit of a rabbit hole here, but bear with me. I promise I'm going to circle back to the practice of grounding ourselves in the middle of chaos, but dive with me on this one, okay? So with all these changes that are hap that happen to the brain during pregnancy, they're just now starting to be studied, and we really have very little information about what actually happens to the brains of women during when they're pregnant. But one great understanding of what happens that has really helped me understand the changes that I'm currently experiencing is through dividing the brain into the left brain and the right brain. And so the left brain's strengths are things like logic and mathematics and linear thinking and facts and communication. And it's very practical and linear, right? And the right brain strengths are things like imagination and intuition and arts and the really important things like nonverbal cues and also the ability to tap into holistic thinking. It's a lot of creativity and everything in the right brain. And some people are more inclined towards the left brain and have really great strengths in math and logic and communication. And other people feel more inclined towards the right brain and are naturally going to have strengths in art and intuition and imagination. And there are people who believe that everyone is either left-brained or right-brained, and that I don't really fall in, I don't believe that, but I think we all have strengths that can bridge between left brain and right brain, and some people may feel more comfortable in left-brained things while other people feel more comfortable in right-brained things. And but I don't think we have all of our capabilities in one category versus the other. And maybe that's because I've always felt like I've bridged the two, and I feel very adequate in both left-brained things and right-brained things. I feel like I use them all the time in different parts of my days and in different worlds that I step into. And, you know, one day I'll be relying really heavily on my skills and intuition, and the next day is going to be a very logical day focused really on my skills and mathematics and communication and linear thinking, right? And I just I'm able to flow between the two. And I've always just enjoyed math, and I do pride myself in my communication skills while I'm also a really holistic thinker and I understand nonverbal cues and I think of myself as a fairly creative person. And I think a lot of us think about our capabilities this way and understand and realize that we have strengths that bridge left brain and right brain. And I love when we're able to get into a groove of being able to live in a fluid way between the two. And it's something I really enjoyed. But now that's changing. With so because all of these changes that I've been experiencing through this pregnancy, I'm losing a lot of my left brain skills. And it is such a bizarre experience, right? I mean, my husband and I just finished building a workbench for our garage. And I mean, projects like these are things that we do all the time and we really enjoy doing. And I'm always the one to design it and make the plans. And I love making these plans for our little projects. And it's something that I'm always really comfortable doing. But I struggled so much to put together these plans. Like, I ended up doing the math maybe 3 or 4 times for each measurement just to make sure I hadn't missed anything because I no longer trust my basic mathematics skills. It has been, I mean, I'm almost 7 months into this. I've been pregnant for long enough to realize that those skills that I really heavily relied on are no longer as strong as they used to be. And for me, I mean, this is just, it's such a concrete example of how my brain is changing from the spiking estrogen. And it just cracks, I keep laughing about it. I keep cracking up about how much I struggled with just any slight change that we, or alteration that we would do in the middle of the project. I would have to sit down and make sure that it wouldn't ruin the rest of it. And I felt very type A and OCD, which I'm normally not that kind of person. And it really was just rooted in the fact that I don't trust my ability to do these these math equations in a way that I used to. And it's something that came so naturally to me for so long that I no longer can rely on, because my brain is shifting and it's no longer prioritizing the ability to put together a building plan, because that's not important for everything that's going on within my body of building this baby and getting ready for motherhood. And what is really beautiful about this is that at the same time that I'm losing those abilities, certain things have become a lot easier. Like, I've started studying which herbs are going to best support me through pregnancy and postpartum, and how to create my own healing tinctures and balms and everything. And gardening has been a really wonderful thing for me to fully dive into. And there's certain things that take that creativity and are definitely fall into the holistic thinking category, that are very right-brained. So, which is something that when you experience this change in your heightened estrogen, your left brain skills are no longer a priority. It's why words fall out of your head in the middle of having a pregnancy bra see, and I'm doing it right now, and having a pregnancy brain fog moment where you stumble over your words, or you can't find the right word, and your communication skills are depleted. It's a left brain thing, and that's no longer a priority. You need to be prioritizing how to keep this baby safe and how to prepare yourself and take care of your body and take care of your home to make sure that your home is safe for your baby. And for me, these shifts, they've been easy enough to understand once I've learned what changes were happening in my brain because of my hormones. And that's what I mean when I say knowledge is power, is I felt a lot more grounded once I could understand why certain things were suddenly really challenging. And it made navigating what I'm able to handle a bit easier, because I'm overall just capable of different things right now, and need to prioritize rest differently and need to listen to my body differently. And those are things that I love that I'm able to rely on and lean on right now, because I know there's something really big happening inside of me, which is so beautiful and mind-blowing. But I want to talk about these shifts that happen when we don't know what the external factors are, right? In a way, I'm lucky. I'm experiencing a lot more external factors than most people, but I also know where they are rooted. I know what they're coming from. But we all have those days where some of our basic capabilities, like communicating or math, left brain things, are a lot harder than normal. And when this happens, what's our first instinct? Right? It's to blame ourselves for not being capable. Or maybe we really quickly spiral into everything else that isn't going the way you want it to. Right? What if, when our left brain skills aren't as strong as they usually are, and we can't rely on them as much for whatever external factor, who knows what it is? Sometimes we don't know what that external factor is, and we just have days where we cannot communicate the way we normally want to. Right? What if in those moments when this happens, rather than beating ourselves up about it or saying I'm just inadequate or saying, gosh, why can't I just get myself together? What if we rather shifted into our right brain skills? Right? What if we allowed ourselves the flexibility and the grace to understand that we simply aren't the same person from day to day because of all of these external factors that impact us, whether it's hormonal or astrological, or I mean, there's so many different, or some family member said something, or who knows, or your work situation is bothering you. There are so many external factors that you do not have control over that impact you every day. So when you're struggling to learn that new skill that you need to learn for work, or if you just can't seem to put two and two together and figure out this thing that's very left-brained that you need to do, consider starting one of those other projects that you have to work on that require more creativity or more imagination and rely a bit more on your right-brain skills, because chances are they will balance each other out that way. And if things that require your logical left brain are really challenging one day, the chances are your creative right brain will feel much more natural. And I used to do this all the time back when I was bartending. And I'd actually figured out how to change the kind of bartender I was depending on what I felt I was capable of that day. And I mean, there were times I would walk into work and I would have no idea what I was going to be capable of. Sometimes you just don't know until you're thrown into the situation. And I would figure it out pretty quickly because certain things would come really naturally and wouldn't feel challenging, and while other things felt just so painful to have to do. And so some days I was just the best at cranking out all the drinks for everyone seated throughout the restaurant. And I was able to get really creative within the art of bartending and make fun drinks and be able to get into this really great flow that felt really right-brained. And it worked perfectly because it usually meant that I didn't have to talk to people as much if I had decided that today, I'm going to be the bartender that just has my head down and is doing great work and getting all these drinks out on time and making beautiful, wonderful drinks. And I don't really need to entertain people. I don't need to talk to people. Because most of the time, if I was feeling wonderful in my ability to be a good bartender in the skills of bartending, I wasn't really feeling very chatty. And I wasn't feeling strong in my communication skills. It was really rare that I would feel both. But then there were other days that I couldn't figure out how to get into that right-brained flow. Everything felt really choppy. But then I would have no problem talking to all the guests at the bar, and I could navigate like 10 different conversations at once. And it felt like the easiest thing ever. And that's a very left-brained skill, that multitasking, that strong communication. It's a very left-brained logical skill, being able to read people and being able to just banter and be the entertainment, because that's a big part of bartending too. And depending on what felt more natural day to day, I was able to actually change the kind of bartender that I was. Right? Some days I was the most chatty and the most entertaining bartender. And the other days I was a very fast, very creative, but very quiet bartender. And both are good bartenders to be. Both types of bartenders, they get the job done. But I would use the different skills and different strengths depending on what I was capable of from day to day. And I didn't always know why I felt more left-brained and social one day, or why I felt more right-brained and creative the next. Sometimes I would know that it's because of my hormones. that I was able to feel really left-brained and logical and communicative because I had that spike of testosterone because I was ovulating, because I felt really social and talking to people and talking to strangers was really easy. While I knew that it was going to make much more sense for me to be right-brained because I had my lowest hormones and didn't have my hormonal support because I was menstruating. And I was able to go into that shift knowing what I would need, and I'd be able to communicate with my team and make sure that I could ask for that support. So there were some times when I knew what those external factors were going to be. And then there were days when I had no clue. I wasn't feeling the influence of my hormones as much as other days. I wasn't aware of anything happening in our planetary changes that would impact me that way. I just, for some reason, felt really right-brained that day. And the moment that I was able to recognize that that's okay, that I'm not always going to be the same person today that I was yesterday, that I'm still going to do my best, that I'm still going to show up, that I'm still going to do good work, but I'm going to do it differently. And bartending may be a unique example, but I feel like there are ways you can do this through all kinds of jobs, whether that's working in an office and working with your team and organizing your different projects and responsibilities so that you have left-brained responsibilities and right-brained responsibilities that you can pick and choose from as you go about your day, depending on what you feel strongest in. Or if you work from home, right? Right now, I'm working from home and I have this wide open schedule and I'm able to design my day however I want to. And it's been really helpful for me to force myself into left brain structure since I don't have my left brain to fall back on. Because I find that if I fully live in my right brain all the time and fully live in that creativity, intuition, very flowy feeling, that I don't get that much, I don't get that many things done. So I've had to learn how to kind of create that left brain structure when I don't have the logical left brain to rely on, and that's making lists and making sure I have a bit of a timeline I want to work with, and keeping that flexibility and making sure that I'm listening to what my body needs, but allowing myself to have that structure has been really helpful. And it makes me think that for those of you who really feel very connected to your right brain and don't have that much of a connection to your left brain, maybe that's how you function all the time. And it's something I'm not familiar with because I have always felt very connected to both left brain and right brain. And now all of a sudden, I don't have as much of my left brain skills to rely on. And it is a big shift that makes you think about what you're capable of a little differently. And all of this is to say that you don't always need to know why you're capable of certain more things this day or different things this day than you were the day before. It's important that you let go of any of that blame and you figure out how to give yourself grace in that moment, but also how to make what you're capable of work for what needs to be done. And so you don't always need to know the root of the chaos or what the external factor is. It helps to know, and there's so many ways to begin to understand these external factors, but it isn't necessary, right? The important thing that you can do is start to recognize the moments that something feels off or that you feel especially emotional, right? Chances are you aren't the reason that you're feeling this way. Like, you aren't suddenly inadequate or incapable of this skill. You aren't the reason your coffee mug broke this morning. You are simply being impacted by the many external factors around you. And by slowing down and recognizing that specific difference, you've taken the first step towards grounding yourself in a moment where only seconds ago you felt uncontrollably emotional. and you just felt completely inadequate, and you were about to spiral down to how all these other things aren't lining up in your life and how it's all your fault. And it's a really powerful moment, and it's a really hard thing to do because it means stopping the spiral and recognizing that you are not your emotions. It's a really challenging thing to do. And we have a lot of changes coming up in the next few days. So make sure that you're taking the time to catch yourself in those moments where everything feels a little bit overwhelming and a little bit uncontrollable and a little chaotic, right? Give yourself some grace. If something that felt really easy yesterday is suddenly really challenging today, you don't need to understand the external factors in order to give yourself that grace. But once you're ready to dive into what that understanding is, right? Once you're ready to dive into, wow, okay, I really want to start learning what's happening in astrology so that I can be prepared. Or I really want to start learning about how my hormones change and fluctuate throughout the day or throughout the month so that I can be prepared. Once you're ready to dive into these things, it will serve you greatly as you learn to navigate all of the external things that impact us so severely every day. And it's a really empowering thing to do. And it can lead to impacting your relationships differently around you. It can lead to understanding the way that the people in your life react to things. And not only are you able to recognize that moment in yourself, but you can recognize that moment in your partner or that moment in your children or that moment with your parents or that moment with your friends. It's a really empowering thing, and it can lead to increased communication and communication skills. It can also lead to you feeling lonely if the other people in your life aren't in the process of learning about this too. And that can lead to disconnect in relationships sometimes, because if you're in the process of committing to recognizing that moment, but your partner isn't, it can be really hard to figure out what to do with that. And oftentimes it takes a conversation of saying, hey, I'm doing this work to give myself grace. I'm putting this much effort into making sure that I am taking that moment to recognize before I spiral into emotions. I'm dedicated to understanding what these external factors are, right? And I'd like for you to join me in this journey. And that can be a hard conversation to have, but it can also be one of the most rewarding things that you can do within your relationships and within your friendships and within your family and for your children. It can be a really empowering thing to do. And so that's it for this week's show, you guys. That's my ramble. Remember to be kind to yourselves. Remember to give yourselves grace as we experience all of these astrological changes throughout the week. I'm going to pop into the chat room. So if any of you want to ask a question or say anything, let me know. I just saw a question from Lori Love. I will respond. Let me see. How do these hormonal spikes differ when you are a woman who has been through menopause? Lori, they change so much. And I wish I had popped in earlier to see that question. I'm so sorry. I'm so late to that question. I will make sure to jump into talking more about how these hormonal spikes change through menopause next week. And I'm going to leave you a little response after the show in the chat room. So make sure to check in there. But menopause is such a huge and significant change that all women go through that we don't talk about, and that is so full of unnecessary shame and quiet. And a lot of the times, it is a huge crash in your hormones. So, this hormonal support that you're used to having is suddenly gone. So, it means that little things can feel so much bigger than they actually are. And even if you don't fully understand how these hormonal changes impact you through menopause, it can be really empowering to recognize I'm going through menopause. I am experiencing hormonal crashes. I don't have the support that I'm used to having from my hormones. So I'm going to give myself some extra grace because I'm going to be more irritable and I'm going to snap more easily and I'm not going to want to feel social and all these things. And I could ramble on and on, but I'll make sure to talk about that next week, Lori, okay? I promise. And for the rest of you, everybody give your partners and your friends and your family a bit of grace because we have so many astrological changes coming up over the next few weeks and they're going to be experiencing it too. And I just want to say thank you so much, everyone, for joining me today. You can find me at One to Listen for the rest of the week if you need any support as you're navigating all of these shifts and all these changes, or if you're just having a hard time recognizing that specific moment to slow down and to give yourself some grace and understanding. It really is such a challenging thing to start to do. So I'm here to support you all however I can. And in the meantime, I'm sending you all so much love and joy. I really am. I hope you all feel it. And I will see you all for the next Life Journey show on Monday at noon Pacific time. And happy Monday, everyone. And enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much for being here.